Brad Davidson. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Jared. Good morning, everyone. And echo those thoughts about Dino, guys. Hopefully get well soon, and hopefully we'll see him back in the spring. But look, his health's the most important thing. And, our best wishes to Dino and his recovery.
David, how'd your horse go Wednesday?
We scratched Clarkie. We just drew the wide gate and on a heavy track. So we're actually going around on Monday at Scone. So, we'll have a crack there. Race 5, number 1, is the horse. So he's around a $5.50 chance there on tab in early markets. And, I think he's a good each-way chance. He's first up off a long break, and 1,000 metres is probably short of his best. But he's got a little bit of class on his side in a race like that. So, expecting him to go pretty close, and hopefully he can get the job done. But yeah, first up off a year break, we're hoping, and fingers crossed he runs well. I think I'm off on Monday, so I might make the trip out there and cheer him on. Yeah,
Brad, talking about price and fame, pretty wild, mate. Are you going to back it in race 4?
I don't know. Look, I've got it on top. I must admit, I've got it on top.
Good judge. No, Davo.
Good judge.
No. Don't join these blokes, Davo, please. I thought I could rely on you. I thought Davo would just come in and he would just make it clear. Guys, just take a breath.
No, state the case. Why have you got it on top, Davo?
Well, I mean, there's a few lightly raced horses here. I mean, Ricardo Carre is obviously the other one. A lot of good judges tipping it off the pretty dominant win at the provincials last time out. But when you see these Chris Waller horses come through the grades, they've just got that little bit of upside, and look, the sectionals are outstanding on debut. There's been a winner out of the race, and I just love the way she did it. I think she can settle a little bit closer from that inside draw here, and if she used that turn of foot she had on debut, I thought she'd be right in the finish. But like I said, I guess three main hopes, Picaro Kare, Wesker, and Pretty Wild, and I've lent on Pretty Wild, so good luck, Clarkie. Hopefully,
Jeez, I hope you're right,
you can
buddy.
Make it 2-2.
Yeah, thank you, mate. I hope you're right.
Yeah, I hope you're right as well, because I'm invested. Soft 6 as it stands for Randwick tomorrow. What are we expecting from this track?
Yeah, I think we'll get to a soft 5. Mike Wood said that on Formline last night. Well, Richard Haynes sort of said that he spoke to Mike Wood, and we'll start on a soft 5 there tomorrow, which should be about a perfect surface, guys. That's the about the perfect racing surface, and should be a good day's racing. Rail out 6 metres, but generally pretty fair when it's in that position. So expecting a pretty fair surface there. Good field sizes holding up, and should be a big day, of course, at 11 a.m. start, as we get used to there in the winter months.
Brad, I would imagine that the experts in tipping are under plenty of pressure because you're using other people's lovely to back when you tip horses. When you're in the street, because what's happened now is a lot of experts on Sky and all that sort of stuff and you know, reporters, they've become TV stars and people know what they look like now. Mate, do you cop it from people in the street now? Do they actually know what you look like?
Oh, not me, no. Not really, not at all.
Can you send us a picture of yourself so I can
so you can post it?
Yeah, I'll just put it on a few polls around.
I can describe myself well to you. A 10-year-old body,
What, you got a head like a roll on deodorant, have you?
Look about 50 with a 10-year-old body, so I'm going well. So, yeah.
Oh my god!
Oh wow! What about the Tastiara, the Sky Racing Tastiara, the last Group One of the season? Have you got a leaning there, Davo, at all?
Yeah, look, it's always a good race. Finishes the Queensland Winter Carnival, of course, guys, which has been really good, hasn't it? This year, I've really enjoyed the Queensland Carnival as normal. We've had a lot of Sydney horses head up there and get success as we see each and every year, but some locals taking a lot of the spoils as well. Look, you're not getting $17 like you were last time out in Adelaide, which in hindsight was just a massive price about Snap Dancer. But look, she's just going great guns, isn't she? She's just such a likeable horse. She puts herself on speed and just keeps on finding. And I think she's been underplayed a lot. Probably now finding her right mark in, you know, being a second favourite in the Group 1 Tastiara. But, I like the way she goes about it. And off that dominant win last time out, she'd be the way I'd be leaning in the Tastiara.
$6 Snap Dancer, second line of betting, Ena Visto, the $5 favourite. And you like one at Caulfield on the backup.
Yeah, well, there's a horse called Gennady down there. Keep an eye out on, guys. This 2-year-old for the Snowden camp. Look, super dominant on debut, ran outstanding time. I think it'll be a spring player. It's going up odds on there tomorrow. Should get the job done for those looking for for multis and whatnot, but just keep an eye on it. I think it's a very progressive type and should be able to win there again tomorrow and maybe a little bit of freshening up and heading towards a few spring features, I would imagine.
Your best bets at Royal Randwick tomorrow?
Yeah, I've gone, the best for me of the day is race 3, number 3, Nicoli Beagle. They went up $13 and Tom wasn't quick enough to get that, but I think it's around the $4.20 mark now. You might get a little bit better on race day, but look, he's just such a good fresh horse. He's 3 from 4 first up. It says 2 from 4 in the form guide because he was disqualified there first up on the Kensington track for a positive swab to a minor, basically a minor thing, I think it was, there. So he won the race well and later disqualified. So in the form guide, you won't see that as a first up win, but he's just an absolute great fresh horse. This, he's trialled well, he draws well, he gets a claim. He likes the track conditions, and I think he's very hard to beat. Race 3, number 3, Nicoli Beagle. And the other one, race 2, number 2, Deficit, really hit the line well over 1,400 last time out. I think the step up in trip suits and the form around him's been solid enough. So race 2, number 2, Deficit also for me there at Randwick tomorrow.
Okay, race 3, number 3, and race 2, number 2, 420 and 370 with Tab respectively. Have a great weekend, mate.
Thanks, guys. You too. Enjoy.